Now, those with low self-esteem can make it seem as if for them, they feel that tolerating being hurt or injustice is humility. See, again, humility, it has to be clearly understood. Now, Prabhupada defines humility in 13.8 purport. Humility means to not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by others. That means being honored by others is not the motive of our doing things. So I try to phrase it in a different way. Humility means to not let one's ego come in the way of one's purpose. If something is important for me, I'll do it even if I'm disrespected while doing it, even if I'm derided while doing it. But the point is, I have a purpose and I have to do that. So, whereas when people have low self-esteem, often they don't feel that they are worth any purpose at all. They don't feel I can do anything. So, low self-esteem is actually injurious. And the difference between, this is a whole big subject, I have a seminar on humility and low self-esteem, but I'll just put in two sentences. Let's see, we have an ego. And we could say low self-esteem or inferiority complex. That is this ego which is frustrated. It is a false ego frustrated. Whereas humility is a false ego transcended. That means when a person is having low self-esteem, they're still on the ego platform. Why are people not respecting me? Oh, I mean, I'm good for nothing. That's why people are not respecting me. But humility means that, you know, I am not the center of my world. I have a higher purpose to live for. And that becomes the center. And I live for that purpose and I make decisions based on that purpose. So, in one sense, low self-esteem is a negative form of the same self-obsession that sometimes comes off as megalomania. Now, people think I am the center of the universe. So, that same idea can come off in a negative way as low self-esteem, inferiority complex, where we are thinking too much about oneself. So the whole process of bhakti is when you talk about humility, it is not that I am so fallen. Yes, that is a part of it, but the essence is Krishna is so great. I am meant to serve Krishna. Krishna is so kind that he's allowing me to serve him no matter how I am. So humility is meant to help us shift our thoughts from ourselves to Krishna and service to him. Whereas low self-esteem means that we just get caught in our own thoughts. So if we practice bhakti and associate with devotees who infuse us with the proper understanding of bhakti, they'll help us understand that no matter however we are, usually our low self-esteem comes from certain material things which we may not have and which are, say, glamorized in the social circle that we are there, and they feel, oh, you don't look good enough, you're not smart enough, you don't carry yourself so well, whatever it is, because of which you start feeling low self-esteem. But in devotional circles, we get an understanding that who I am doesn't depend on all these things. Now, whatever I am right now, Krishna still loves me. And Krishna has given me gifts by which I can make a contribution. So bhakti actually gives a spiritual foundation for our self-esteem. And then the material things which make our self-esteem go down, they become not so prominent in our consciousness. That's how by bhakti we can develop our self-esteem and we can be assertive in our purpose. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.